This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The TV ads that Ford's been buying for the new Bronco are part of a $60 billion a year industry. Television ads, $60 billion a year. And a lot of that haul hinges on Nielsen ratings. But Nielsen has not, shall we say, kept up with how people are watching TV here in the streaming age. Until now, the marketing firm has plans to remake its measurement system to finally include streaming by 2024. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why it took so long and why now.
Every day, thousands of families across the country let Nielsen into their homes through a little box connected to their TV.
It might look like these people are just relaxing and enjoying, but they're doing so much more.
They're dripping data straight to Nielsen, and that's how advertising rates are set. Problem is, lots of people don't watch TV on TVs. Tim Hanlon is CEO of the Vertair Group, a media and tech consulting firm.
The reality is that consumers' viewing behaviors have been changing very rapidly over the last 10 to 15 years.
Right. We're watching on our phones, laptops, and tablets. So why the lag in tracking these viewers? Because in the beginning, streaming was dominated by subscription platforms like Netflix and Amazon.
Neither of them sell ads, and so they've not had an interest in paying to get this type of programming measured.
Brian Weiser is a media analyst with Group M. Streaming got so big that networks like NBC and ESPN launched their own platforms. And here we are with commercials over the internet, where advertisers can deliver hyper-targeted ads. You know where else hyper-targeted ads run with much better data? Google search, Instagram, TikTok. And Martin Block, who teaches integrated marketing at Northwestern, says advertisers are getting impatient.
I think it's in response to competition from things digital.
Thing is, Nielsen's new measurement system won't fully roll out until 2024. It may be a good tracking tool, but think about it. TikTok has been around for about 4 years. Things change fast. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.